Well, tonight we are so honored to have a great, great leader in the body of Christ with us, who's going to come and share his heart with you, tell you his story. I'm excited for you to hear his story because he has an unbelievable story. He is, I call him Bishop Apostle. I don't know if he's a bishop, apostle, a prophet, an evangelist. I think he does all of those things. I introduced you guys to him a little bit Sunday morning. His name is C.U. Prasad Goljar. Did I say that right? Just call him Pastor C.U. Is that all right? Everybody say Pastor C.U. That's the Pastor see me. And so he is in Suriname, and God is using him to transform that nation. And he's going to tell you his story tonight, show you pictures, and we've already got a check ready. We're going to partner with them to do a work in Suriname. I'm glad that we're part of a church that believes in sowing into not only the gospel here, but around the world. I need y'all to do something tonight. Missionaries have a special place in my heart because they pay a price that nobody else pays. They really do. So we honor missionaries here at the Bend. I want everybody on your feet. And I want you to give Bishop C.U. a great big Bend welcome as he comes to bless you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Sean. Thank you, church, for allowing me to be here in the church, in the body of Christ. It is a great honor and privilege to be here in Cookeville, because the Lamb of God is always bigger than the house. It's bigger than Cookeville. It's bigger than this country. It's bigger than the whole world. Just like John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God." We got to see the Lamb, receive the Lamb, eat of the Lamb, feed our soul with the Lamb, you know, and then share the Lamb with our neighbor. Hello. Amen. You cannot just take it for yourself. You got to share. And that's our love for our neighbors. You know, I have a lot of things to share tonight, but I will not be able to do that. I will just give you a brief history about myself and about my family ministry and what the Lord is doing, not only in the country of Suriname, but all over, you know, the world. And especially in these days, you know, the Lord is looking another donkey. Did you hear that? Another donkey, a mule, a donkey, so he can use it for his purpose. It is very, very important nowadays that we allow ourselves to be used by the right person. If you're not being used by the right person, then you will be abused. Hello, are you there? And abusive spirits are all over the world, even in the church. In the family, in the community, in politics, in any, not only here in the States, but all over the world. That's why the Lamb of God is always bigger. And that's why John the Baptist said, we got to see the Lamb, behold the Lamb of God. That's the only Lamb of God that took the sins of the whole world. And that's why I'm here tonight to share with you. Because, as you know, my name is C.U. Prasad Goljar, and they call me more, you know, C.U., just like C.U., see me, you know, and make it, you know, easier. You better get safe to pronounce my name properly. Tonight we have also Larry Haskins and Steve Brown. They came to Suriname, and it's a long story. I would give Larry, if, you know, we don't have time, but next time maybe. But he is, we're just so, you know, it seems like we're born from the same mother. We know each other for 36 years. a lifelong, you know, partner, not only friend, not only family, but partner in the ministry, in the mission. Because of his son, was busy in Oklahoma City, you know, doing missions activity. And while he was crossing the highway, a car hit him and killed him, you know. And that church, Southern Hill Church of God, they carried on the mission. And we built the first Church of God in the country of Suriname. Because, you know, somebody was moved with compassion for a mission. That's why I said the Lamb of God is always bigger than the house. It's bigger than our need, bigger than our problems, bigger than our plans, bigger than, what does it matter? The Lamb of God is always bigger. So I didn't know about the Lamb of God. When I grew up in the Hindu family, you know, the Hindus are many gods, millions of them. And they were very devout people, you know, to their religion. And when at the age of 16, 17, my dad died, and I had to leave school as eldest son. I had to leave school, go to work, take care of my mom, that I dearly loved her, and my brothers and sisters. So, you know, we were working in the sugarcane factory and all the other places. We were really poor. You know, everybody was sleeping in one big room, you know, barracks, you know. It's just another story, another chapter. I won't talk much about it. But our group in that family, and as the eldest son, I had a big responsibility. Daddy is not there. Mommy is there. And my brothers, seven children, you know, and my mom, eight. So I had to leave school, go work, take care of my mom. But I didn't know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody handed me out a gospel tract. Hello, are you there? Yes, gospel tract. God, hand out a gospel tract. And I took that gospel tract, took with me to the workplace, and you know, at break time I went outside, I read that gospel tract, and it was talking about heaven and hell. And he said, if you receive Jesus Christ in your life, then you certainly will be sure that you go to heaven. And if you don't receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then hell is waiting for you. I said, well, if there is a hell, I don't want to go to hell. If there is a heaven, I want to go to heaven. Why? Because the Hindus, they believe in reincarnation. You know that. When you die, they come back, you know, maybe as a chicken, as a, you know, or something else. Not to be, you know, disrespectful to the people, but that's what they believe. That, you know. So when I read that gospel tract, and it was a prayer on the back, you know, on the back gospel tract. By the way, we don't speak English back home. We speak Dutch, Hindi, Suriname Tonga, Indonesian language, and other languages. And English is really, I learned in the States when I came to the States. But that's another story. I will talk about that a little bit. So when I read that prayer, I prayed that sinner's prayer, and something happened that night. Nobody was down there. I wasn't the only person. And I prayed that sinner's prayer. I said, Lord Jesus, come in my life. I want, you know, I want a new life. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go. Just simple prayer. And something happened that night. Something, when you receive Jesus, the Lamb of God, something will happen. Something will take place. Why? Because the Lamb of God is the only solution for the soul of man. Hello, are you there? Yes. So when I prayed, something happened that it seems like this place where I was standing start to shake, or I was shaking, or I had an earthquake. One of those. I didn't know about Jesus. I didn't know about the church. You know, I didn't know about, you know, full gospel or all those things. I just my desire was to go to heaven, not to go to hell. So something happened when it started to shake down there, the earthquake, whatever happened, but something happened. That's the first thing what happened at that night. The second thing that happened that night was that my eyes, the scale of my eyes seems to, you know, fell off, and that the whole world became a brand new world to me. Just like the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
Yes, he is.
All things have been passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new.
Yeah,
it's new, 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 new.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is through the Lord God. He said. So everything was changed. I was shaking there. The scale of my eyes, you know, fell off. Everything was brand new. And a big load from my back. I felt a big load from my back fell off from me. Threefold deliverance. Threefold deliverance on that prayer. You know, I started to be delivered from every curses and all the occultic demons and everything else from the past for the generations. I was saved and at the same time delivered from all the evil spirits. The Lamb of God is always bigger than the biggest demon of hell. Hello, are you there? So that happened that night. So, but I didn't know about, you have to go to church and all those things. So my neighbor, he was a pastor, and he invited me to come to church. I said, okay. So I went to the church, and then every Sunday I had my Bible in my hands. I had the only East Indian in a Japanese church. In the nation. And Wednesday and Sunday, faithfully, I walked down to the church. And then my mom asked me, I said, see, where are you going every Wednesday night and every Sunday morning? And I said, Mama, I'm going to the church. I said, what church? She said. I said, it is a Christian church. I said, what? A Christian? That's not your... That is not your church. That is not your religion. You're a Hindu. I said, Mama, to make long story short, because we don't have much time. I said, Mama, what Christ Jesus has done for us, nobody else has done it. I didn't know all those things, but the Holy Spirit was just, you know, flowing through me. So that I could share the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
hello. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away.
Yes,
are you there?
Yes,
so when we believe and we bring our faith in action, God will show reaction.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yes.
When we bring our faith in action, God will show reaction.
Yes.
Now you got to chew that for a minute. Let me continue. So when I told my mom about it, and she said, Sue, you're not allowed to go to the church because you got to have respect for your family. I said, Mama, I have respect for the family, but what Christ Jesus has done for us, nobody has done it. I said, I love you, Mama, but I love the Lord Jesus Christ more than you. Now, you don't talk to your mama like that. In those days, you don't talk to your mama like that. Why? If you talk back like, you know, you will get the fivefold ministry from my mom's hat right on your face. Hello, are you there? Nowadays, you know, it is the opposite. Hello, are you there? So I told, and my mom, man, she got so furious and so mad. I said, he said, son, from today on, you're not any longer my son. You're not allowed to stay in this house. You got to go. So I had to make a decision. You love your mother, but you love the Lord Jesus Christ more than your mother. You love your family, but you love the Lord Jesus Christ more than your family. You love your friends, but you love the Lord Jesus Christ more than your friends. You love, you know, I mean, I didn't know all those things, but the Holy Spirit is there to help us in time of need.
Yes.
We don't understand everything. We don't know everything. But one thing is faithful. The Lord's word will never fail us.
Yes.
So I had to make a decision. Leave the home and start all over my own life. At that age, 17. And I tried to help my brothers and sisters and so on, bring some food and this and that. But my mom said, don't take anything from him. I never gave up and prayed for my mother. Never gave up and prayed for somebody Doesn't matter who they are, what have they done. Never give up in praying for somebody. I said, Lord, I love my mom, but please save my mother. My dad passed away without you. Please save my mom. I kept on praying every, you know, time I prayed for my mother. But my heart went out for souls, because God had already placed, you know, that desire, that calling upon my life. And I didn't know all those things. But, you know, slowly I kept on going. And I said, Lord, please, you know, help me. I don't know what to do. And so he opened doors. So, you know, and I thought I would be going to Bible school to Holland, because they speak Dutch. Suriname is located on the northeast of Brazil. You know, as in South America, that's where Suriname is. You know, and they speak Dutch. That's the main language. So I said, I thought would be going to Holland, but you know, the door was not open. See, if God doesn't open doors, you can't go through to do business for his kingdom. And then a missionary lady was there, you know, ministering, working down there from the States. And they said, see you if you want to go to Bible school, they can help me to connect in the States. I said, well, that's great, but they speak English. I don't speak English. You know, that's another problem. I don't have my education. I don't have high school. I don't have this. I don't have that. And now going to another country, you know, you got to, it's really complicated. And she said, yes, if you want to go, they will try to help us. Not financially. They said, we don't have any penny for you for the Bible school. But if you want to go to the Bible school in the States, they will try to help us connect with the Bible school. I said, okay. So what happened in between time we got married, you know, we had a daughter, you know, about 18 months old. We sold everything what we had. I'm just shortening everything tonight. And then we came, we had only $14 in our pocket, my wife and I, and daughter of 18 months old, and only about 100 English words that I knew. 100 English words. Coming to the States, going to the Bible school, the process. I had to learn with one hand Bible, the other hand dictionary, the other hand English Bible. So I went through the process for three semesters. The first thing that we ate when we came down here was the McDonald's hamburger. Hello. And in those days, McDonald's hamburger was pretty good. Hello, are you there? Amen. So I went to the Bible school. We were staying in Florida in St. Petersburg, and then the Bible school was not fully accredited. I had really I'm trying to shorten the time, but we went to that school and then transferred to Lakeland Southeastern College, and I had 48 credit hours, and they accepted only 18. So and then Brother McGuire, you know, he used to be the pastor in Lake Choir Church of God. He helped us, you know, with a lot of things. But I finished that in a 4-year program down there in 3 years. Really, we could have stayed in the States. This is the best place in the world. We could have stayed in the States, but my heart went out for the country of Suriname. I said, Lord, I don't want to die here, because everything down here is big, big, big steak, big car, big people, everything is big. You know, I said, I don't want to die with a big steak in my heart. You know, I want to go to the mission field. So we went back in 1980, they had that military coup and, you know, all of the messed up, the whole situation in the country. So we went back, but never gave up in praying for my mother. And between time, that 13 years has been gone. So when we went back, my wife, my daughter, and myself, we went back and we started with a ministry from scratch. Nothing, just in the house. And then built a tent next to the house. And then from that tent, we started with a church building, and we built a church. And that's the way. And then through the church, we had many, many, many other, you know, ministry in the jungle, in the interior, all over, not only in Suriname, but also the neighboring country and also in Europe. So by the grace, I'm trying to make it short, but the whole thing is about my mom. I said, Lord, save my mother. When I went back to Suriname, I went to my mother and I told them the same old story. You know, she was glad to see me again. And I said, Mama, I love you, but I love the Lord Jesus Christ more than you. What Christ has done for us, nobody else has done. What are you going to do with your life? And she looked at me and she said, see you. I want to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! She became the first convert when we went back. And she went to the same church where I was attending. And I had the privilege to baptize my mom as the first candidate, third person. And my mom and my brothers and my daughter, that time she was eight years old. So I baptized my mother, my brothers, and my daughter in a small pool. You know, small. We didn't have that kind of baptistry. So we had a small pool and we baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Why? The Holy Ghost is in this house. Yeah. Hello. Amen. and through that, you know, the church start growing, people getting saved. Now, you know, more than 2,000 people got saved. Through the years, many churches we started, you know, directly, indirectly, all over, you know, it's more, you can say, you know, pioneering churches, helping. It's more holistic, you know, ministry, mission. I love mission. That's my heartbeat. Because the Lamb of God is always bigger than the house.
Yes,
always bigger. Bigger, 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 bigger. If the devil comes down there, you tell him, the Lamb of God is bigger than you.
Yeah.
Amen. It doesn't matter who they are, what they are, the Lamb of God is always bigger. And so we started the ministry helping, pioneering, building, all kinds of stuff. You know, just reach people for the kingdom of God. So I'm saying is, coming to Christ is one thing, become a child of God. But there is a comma behind that. Don't put a full stop. There's a comma. Coming to Christ is becoming a child of God. But the second step is following the Lord Jesus Christ. There is always a costing, you know, there's a cost, how do you call it? There's always a cost to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to pay a price in following the Lord Jesus Christ. So coming to Christ is becoming a child of God. But following Christ, you know, in the right direction, he's going to bring correction and give you direction so that he will make us. Once he makes us, then he releases us to go to do business for the kingdom of God. You come. You follow, and when he's done, then he's releasing you to do business for his kingdom. So I didn't know all those things. As I follow Christ, I start to learn, and to go in the right direction. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us so that the Lord Jesus, his name can be glorified. It is very important in these last days that we not only acknowledge the fact that we are Christians, that we're children of God, but that you have become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 said, be therefore, as their children, followers of God.
Yes, sir.
Hello, are you there? Be therefore, if you're not, you need to become, to be or not to be. Shakespeare. Hello. So he said, be therefore, because what chapter 5:4 is talking about, you know, be therefore as their children, not as rare children, as their beloved children, yeah, follower. So you have come, you are a child of God. Now you got to make a commitment for the cause of Christ to go in the right direction. And we all need correction. So when you submit, God will commit. But if you don't submit, God will resist.
That's so good.
Hello. Are you there? So, you know, you got to confront yourself with the truth, because the Bible is the truth.
Yes, sir.
So when we bring our faith in action on the basis of God's word, God will, you know, show reaction, just like I said. Why? Because the Lamb of God is bigger than the house. So when we submit, so submissive attitude determines our altitude. How high you want to go, how far you want to go, you know, how deep you want to go, you know, how wide you get. So we need submissive attitude, submissive, you know, spirit, so that we have a proper mindset. So that we can have a proper heart set. If you go through the process of correction and direction, but Christ can make us as fishers of men to do business for his kingdom, he has to give us a proper mindset. He has to give us a proper heart set. He has to give a proper life set. So that you don't live for yourself, just like he's saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, "For he died for all, that they that live from henceforth should not any longer live for themselves." Are we there?
Amen.
Living with your own agenda for yourself, you know, that's the high cost for low living.
So true.
Hello, are you there? So the devil is, first of all, he is a thief, not a murderer. He's a thief. He robs Adam and Eve from the word of God. Hello. Paul is speaking about that we should not be ignorant about the devices of the Satan and the devil. He wants to rob us so that we will miss the purpose that God has designed for your life. So in my life, you know, when I came to Christ was one thing, but when I make the decision to follow Christ, I had to, you know, prioritize. And my priority, loving my mom is one thing, but loving Christ is more than that. And because of that, I had to pay a price. And after 13 years, she came, you know, to the Lord. That's the greatest miracle for my personal life. Amen. That's one of the greatest miracles. The second thing, you know, I mean church planting is, praise God for the ministry, for the mission. We have some pictures to show you, you know, in a few minutes. But the second thing, Jesus appeared to me when I was ministering in Holland and in Amsterdam and all in Belgium and all the other places. You know, by the way, we built a couple of churches down there too. I got sick. They took me to the hospital. You know, they operated because my gallbladder was glued to my liver. So that's a long story. I won't be able to, because of the time, won't be able to share with everything. But Jesus appeared to me in a priestly gown. In the priestly, the great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. He appeared to me in that state. I was laid down on bed. The whole thing was open. I couldn't eat, couldn't drink. Fever sky high. You know, I was already, you know, designed, you know, how do you call it? You know, put on the side, this fellow won't make it. And insurance doesn't want to pay a penny. I had nobody to, you know, pay for all the bills. But, you know, the Lord appeared to me in the priestly gown, and he was on his knees. Instead, I should be on my knee, on my face. He was on his knees. And he was smiling at me. He was smiling, just looked like Pastor Shen. Smiling at me. He smiled at me and he said, "See you, I love you. And I'm praying for you." Wow. When he said that, I couldn't take that. My whole body started to shake, 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 shake. It was not milkshake, but it's shake all over my whole body. And my fellow pastor, you know, friend of mine, he was there praying and he was crying. I was crying. He was shaking. I was shaking. But I never received healing right away. But he appeared. He said, "Sil, I love you and I'm praying for you." And then suddenly, you know, my eye was open and I saw I was going through a tunnel. A tunnel. And then through the tunnel, and suddenly I saw a fire, you know, a heart, a big heart. And the fire was exploding. And the heart was red, hot, you know. And it was pumping, boom, 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 boom. And then suddenly you hear the voice said, "See you. This much I love you." You know, if you see the heart of Jesus, how much he loves us, you know, you will forget about ministry and everything else. You want to worship him. You want to worship him for who he is and for who, all that he has done for us and all that he has said. Tonight he is here and he wants to touch our heart, our mind, our life, so that he can use our life for his own purpose that he has designed. Everybody has a, you know, a mandate on earth, because the time, everybody has a time, a beginning and the ending. But before you leave this planet earth, you know, he wants you and I to reach the purpose that he has designed for your life. Coming to Christ, following Christ, and then when he's done that with that, then he's releasing you to go. Go do business for the kingdom of God. Because you're in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you're in the boat of the Lord Jesus Christ where he's relaxing. Hello, are you there? Yeah, you know, doing business for his kingdom is a great honor, great privilege. It's not about money and honey and sunny. And that's not funny. Hello, are you there? That is a privilege. That is an honor. That is a grace. That you can't earn that. So whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not as to man.
That's right.
In this church, in this house, we went down there to the property. You know, the big sign was there, and I almost told Larry. I said, "I want to make a picture, and I would tell you guys, you know, this property is mine." Hello. You know, you would be shocked. Doing business for the kingdom of God is top priority right now in this time of all kinds of economic crisis, all kinds of problems, war, and every chaos that is. But still, the Lamb of God is always bigger. Bigger than all the biggest problems we are facing today in the world. And you see, because we are brothers and sisters, we are in the same body. The body must be healthy, not only wealthy. So if you're healthy, then you got to do, you know, you got to function properly. If you're not functioning and you're dysfunctioning, you know, that's not the way that the Lord prepares us. He wants us to function properly to the upbuilding of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and doing the Great Commission. Amen. The bent church, may the Lord bend us.
Yeah.
But before he can bend, he must break us. He has to release all those things that doesn't belong there so that he can clothe us with his mantle to do business for his kingdom. So another time when the Lord opened my eyes and I saw I was going through a line where all the generals and all the colonels, they were walking and going through the gate, and two big angels were standing there and checking their names. And when you cross over, you see bright light down there, and you don't come back. So, but you have to have your dress code. Your clothes must be dressed. It's not just your religious clothes, but really the clothes of the Lord Jesus Christ. So those, I had also a clothes on. The military, they have their dress uniform, but they have also their, you know, military fighting uniform. What do you call it? Combat uniform. So mine was not a, a dress uniform. Mine was a combat uniform. So when I came before those two big angels and they checked my name and they said, your name is not here. I said, what do you mean my name is not there? You see, what you believe, you got to be sure about that. Hello, are you sure? Are you there? And I said, no, check it again. And they checked, said, no, your name. I said, why? And then they, those two angels said, listen, listen. Those two angels said, you, because you still have your working clothes on. Your working clothes on. You still have your work. You got to go back. Yeah, because, you know, if I would enter down there, you know, I wouldn't be able to come back. So they said, you can't come in yet. You're not done yet. You still have your working clothes on. You got to go back. You got to do business for the kingdom of God. So I know, and then I woke up down there and, you know, start going the process of healing and so on and so on. But that has been in 2011. And since then, I'm still alive. I will be 70 within a couple more months. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to do business with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you see, just like 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9 says, for we are laborers together with God. We got to work together, but God must be in it. The one has planted, the other one has watered, but God gives the increase. He that planted equals zero. He that water equals zero. You know? And then he that gives increase equals 100%. Hello? Are you there? So we need to put off the old clothes like Adam and Eve. They had to take those fig leaves. God said, no, you don't need that. So the Lord had to clothe them with another garment. That symbolized the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there? Also, the high priest, Joshua and Zechariah, he had filthy clothes on. And the Lord was there. The devil was accusing him and everything else. But the Lord said, take that filthy clothes off and put on the clean clothes on. Hello, are you there? Do you know that? Do you remember that? You see, the devil is the accuser, but the Lord wants to put the new clothes on so that we can do business work for the kingdom of God. Amen. You see, Isaiah 52 verse 1 and 2, he said, put on thy strength, put on thy beautiful garments. And I don't have much time, otherwise we can preach a little bit more. But anyhow, we won't make it too long. You see, we got to put on, but before you put on, you got to put off. So when you go through the process in following Christ, he's going to take everything out of you. He cleanse you, he clean you up, and after that he fries you. And he's going to use it for himself. Hello, are you there? So when he catches you like a fisherman, you know, he cleans you up. And, you know, and prepare it and then fry you and then he eats you up. For his own glory. And that is not a song, that is reality. He needs to get all the glory. Amen. Because that is he that did everything for us. What Christ has done for us, nobody else has done it. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us. So I'm challenging today, you know, I'm fighting with the time. I'm challenging today, please don't work with filthy clothes. Yes, sir. Put off the filthy clothes, the religious clothes. Even Jesus told the disciples, when he raised Lazarus out of the grave, he said, turn him loose. Turn him loose and let him go. Because his feet were bound, his hands were bound. He couldn't walk normally. He had to jump like a kangaroo. His Hands were bound. He couldn't do anything. Handicapped. His face was bound. He couldn't see. He couldn't hear. He couldn't talk. So a lot of Christians are bound, still bound. They're alive, safe, satisfied, and still stuck with the grave clothes. The Lord wants us to be loosed from all those garbage.
Yes, sir.
And then he's going to put his clothes on so that we work together with God for his kingdom. How many of you want to be clothed with a new garment, working garment? Are you sure about that? There's always a cost. It's a low cost for high living. If you use your own old clothes, religious, there's a high cost for low living. Hello, are you there? How many really, truly want to be clothed with working clothes? So when your time is not done, the angels will say, go back, do business. Not your denomination, not the people, but the angels of the Lord will say, you cannot enter, you still have your working clothes. Go do business for your master. How many of you want to do that? Make a commitment. I had to make a commitment in following the Lord Jesus. I had to make a commitment to come with my family with $14 and 100 words in English word to go to Bible school, go through the process. And we could have stayed, but I paid. I'm sharing with you because it's mandatory for every worker for the kingdom of God. I want you. I have all those pictures down there. I have to show the pictures. See, you know, my heart goes also for pastors living in poverty and all kinds of, you know. Can you show me a little bit quickly the pictures? You see there? That's Kenny down there. It's my son. It's my spiritual son. When he got saved at the age of 17, his mom kicked him out of the house. And he came to the church and told me about that. I said, well, tell your mom if she doesn't mind, you can stay with us. And he stayed with us for 13 years. We sent him to school, my Bible school, and everything else. And now he's one of my right-hand men. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
And that's not the only one. The other one too. And so many of them down there. And this is, this next one, please. So we're traveling into the jungle, ministering to the pastor, the interior. And the next one, please. There's the pastor and his family. You know, he has 9 children, grandchildren extra. And he built this, you know, with a, you see, he's trying to cover. You see down there, if you open the curtain, then you go into his house. You know, and see the baby crawling, coming into the church. My wife was there, Haiti. And she said, what? Where did the baby come from? And she didn't know that the house was behind that curtain. Please, next. That's the captain. When we were there 20 years ago, you know, he got converted in our church. Coming to our church. Now he's the captain of the village. Praise the Lord. Amen. And next, please. So that's the pastor and his handicapped son. He's the best drummer in the church. Hello, drummer. Where is the drummer? He's the best drummer in the church. Can you see that? And this is the lady, this here, Sister Roger. She came to Paramaribo from the interior asking us, as a pastor, can you come and help us? The Macedonian call. Hey, pastor. So we went down there and we ministered. Next, please. That's the boat. Next. That's the church and the people down there. Next, please. This man, you know him. Next, please. And this, you know, the travel, we all of those people traveling, but you travel by you know, other boat, it takes you all night. So we had to pay $500 US, $600 almost, just hire the boat, travel, you know, from one place to that place, and then go back, and then take a taxi, go back to Paramaribo, to the city. Next, please. Next. Yes, that's another pastor, you know, in the city. It's another village. He's ministering down there. I don't have all the pictures. Please, next one. Next, please. That's the church. Yeah, next. This is the church. The front side of the church. Please, next one. That's the next on the side. This here is the house of the pastor. So when the baby crawled into the podium, you know, they live here on the side. So we want to help him to, you know, build his parsonage, his place, so that they can be a witness as a family in the community. Not only church, but also family. It costs about $15,000 to $20,000 to, you know, do all those things. Next, this is his house from the, you know, from the back, from the rear side. I'm not trying to, you know, manipulate you, but I'm showing you the Lamb of God is bigger always than the house. And we need to see the importance of working together, but with God. Time is very short.
Yes.
I don't know how long we're going to be here. I don't want to give my leftover, but I want to invest my life, the time that's left over, the talents and all the abilities, the giftings and everything else, and the treasure and, you know, and anything else, to invest for the kingdom of God, because you will never get this opportunity anymore. Everything in the world is changing, going in the wrong direction. It will not get better and better. It becomes worse and worse and worse. So you got to be militant in your faith life. You can't be passive. You got to become militant. When, just like they say, when things go tough, you got to become tougher. Amen. We got to be militant. We got to submit to the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit help us and guide us to do business for the kingdom of God. It is not our life. It is He that gave us the new life. So we need to invest this life. We need to invest everything we have. And not because this project, but for the person that did everything for us. What Christ has done for us, nobody else has done it. Do you have some more? That's all? Yeah, that's enough. That's good. Thank you. I want to challenge you tonight to put off the old clothes, working clothes, but let the Lord put working clothes upon you so that you do the business for the Bent Church. That the Bent Church will have functioning workers, not handicapped workers. Hello. Let's stand up, please. Because if you have handicapped workers, the pastor has to, you know, roll on everybody. Try to be nice. Try to be nice and try to, you know, take all the pampers and all the other stuff. But if you're healthy, functioning, we will do great things for the kingdom of God. One more time, I'm going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you anymore. How many of you want to be clothed with working clothes? Stretch your hands toward the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, will you do your business in this Bent Church, in this body? Lord, that the body of Christ in this local assembly will be functioning body, effective body, just like you worship. The people that do know their God, they will be strong and do exploits in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, Lord. Break now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Don't hold anything back. Please, don't hold anything back. Just release it. Come on, release it. Once you bring your faith and action by releasing what you have, God is going to release what He has, working clothes. And you will be clothed with His working clothes. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. If you're still holding that old clothes, just release it. Say, Lord, take that away. Put off. But put on your strength, your beautiful garments. Hallelujah. Yeah, your working clothes. But that the working clothes come by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive. Hallelujah. I want to receive working clothes. Oh, receive your working clothes right now. Receive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and start thanking God for that working clothes. In the name, come on, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, thank you for my working clothes. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. More, 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 more. More, more. Maybe the Philistine had closed your well. Oh, open it. Open. Let it open it. Release it. Release it. Let the water flow over. Flow over. Flow over. Come on. More, 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 more. More, more, Lord. More. More than ever before. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. When we submit, God will always commit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that brother down there with the green shirt, with the hat, come. Yeah, that's you. Yes, come. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, stand down there, please. Stand there. Yeah. Just lift your hands up. Don't worry. Somebody paid the biggest price for your life, for my life. Release it, everything. I don't know you, but He knows you. He has a divine plan for your life. Amen. Just put off everything. Release it. Forgive them. Release them out of your life and receive right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord, I receive. Come on. Yes, Lord, I receive. Yes. Come on, more, more. More, more, more. Not a little bit. Open that faucet. Open it, open it, open it. You have power in your tongue. Open it. Come on, come on. More, 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 more. If you want to make a public commitment, please come forward. Come on, this is your time. Come on. In the name of Jesus. If you want to make that commitment, to do that, do it. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, come on. More, more. It's your time, my dear brother. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don't hold anything back. Don't hold anything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bring healing and wholeness. Healing and wholeness in this soul. Thank you, Father. I set him free from everything of the past. Everything from the past, be set free and receive God's anointing, God's appointing, God's hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your authority in Jesus' name. Receive it. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Come on. There. I know many people are there, but it is your choice. Amen. Pastor, please come. Pastor. Where he leads me, I will follow. You know that song. I will go with him. With him all the way. Don't go halfway. Go all the way. Amen. Give me a big hug. Yes. Love me.
Yes. Pastor. So, when I sat down there, I'm going to show you this. The Spirit of God quickened me when you first started preaching. And the Lord told me that I was to give you $15,000. And I text my son. I said, God's telling me give this man $15,000 for something. And I don't know if anybody else since you've been here has given anything. And I don't know if it's going to this. Is it going to this path?
Yes. Not for me. Go straight here.
It's not for me, it is going for the mission. Every penny, every penny, every penny goes for there. We are workers together. We're partnering together, you know, with the Lord and with the church. So you will be part of Suriname. You will be part of Suriname. You will be here, but you will be there too. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I really sense like as soon as you started speaking, the Lord put that on me, said I'm supposed to give you $15,000. So you've got a check tonight, and we'll be getting with Steve and Mardell, and I'll make sure that we get the money to you. And you tell that pastor and his 22 children, or how many was it?
Double blessing.
Double blessing. You tell that pastor that there is a church in Cookeville, Tennessee that wants them to be blessed and not live like that. Right? Amen. So you guys are going to be a part of that. Man, you're the best missionary speaker I've ever had in 30-something years. Didn't he do a phenomenal job, guys? Put on your working clothes. Well, let me pray over you. Let me pray over you. Father, I thank you for everybody in this house. I thank you for this wonderful man of God that you've sent us. I thank you for this relationship. And God, I pray the windows of heaven would be open over his life. I pray, Lord, that you'd help him to do more in the next 5 years than he's ever done in all the years combined. I pray that revival would hit Suriname and that you would use him as a mighty firebrand in your hand for that land. I pray that in Jesus' name. And Lord, tonight we thank you for the word that he's given us. And Lord, I'll never forget these words. If we submit, you'll commit. Tonight we submit. We heed the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, listen, guys, I love you. Y'all get out of here. Come up here and please bless the man of God. Y'all love on him. Tell him you're glad he came to Cookeville, Tennessee tonight. Get out of here. We'll see you Sunday morning.